I ain't got all the answers. I'm not perfect. So I'm just making an observation and
got
bringing
all the answers, Sway. All right, well, guys, what's up? Welcome back to your episode 140. My name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
I mean, every day.
Every day.
Let me turn my headphones down a little bit.
All right, bro. That's it. All right.
There you go.
You good?
That's all right. A sweet spot.
There awesome. You go. Yo, dude. What's up, man? Like, what you got for us today?
All right. So this is something that has really been bothering me lately.
All right.
And that's unchecked power trips and stuff like that.
Dang.
And I've noticed it in a lot of churches.
Okay.
And one thing I want to talk about, it kind of started with this video that I'm about to play. And this is Ruslan KD. Shout out to Ruslan KD. You'll probably never see this, but we're using your content for a second.
We can add.
Yeah, well, we can try. He probably won't ever see it still. But shout out to Ruslan KD. He is from Dream Junkies, which was a Christian rap group. They kind of disbanded or whatever, but he also makes music on his own as well. And he has a label called King's Dream Entertainment. He started in 2020 or something like that. He started a YouTube channel called Ruslan KD, which is where he uploads all his stuff. But anyway, he's been talking about just different things within like churches and whatnot. And something that he brought up was this Hillsong thing. For those of you who don't know, Pastor Carl Lentz got caught having an affair back in 2020. And he'll say on here, you know, he thought he got away scot-free. Like Ruslan says that about Carl Lentz. They thought he got away scot-free. But apparently, now there's a documentary coming out about Hillsong. And this is not the only church where weird stuff is happening. We're going to talk about another church later on in the episode, but I just wanted to start off with Hillsong, and I wanted to kind of set the tone of how things are getting weird even within the church, and I don't like it. No bueno, you know? So we're going to play this.
Ruslan.
All right, right when I thought that
turn it up,
Carl Lentz could ride out into the sunset and move on with his life, there seems to be another uptick in this entire saga known as Hillsong Church, specifically Hillsong NYC, and gosh, it is messy. I got a question for you guys in terms of how all of this looks. Is this something that's going to be able to be prevented moving in the future? Is this something that is being intentionally done? It's a hot mess. So, docuseries called Hillsong, a mega church exposed. Okay, now Hillsong NYC is where Lentz is out of, and he had a breakdown, an entire affair and a half for 5 months, just living a double life. Initially, I was very partial to Carl because I just enjoyed some of the stuff they did, and then as you peeled away at the layer, it was like, holy moly, this is a mess, this is unchecked power, it's bad. So I'm going to play this, and then I have two questions for you guys at the end, and two passages. I'll tell you guys the trailer, I'll pause a little bit, give you guys my thoughts, and then give you guys two passages and two questions for you at the very end.
How can you go from a Christian making six figures a year to a kingdom builder making six figures a month?
Hillsong is the celebrity church, right?
Bieber, Bono, Vanessa Hudgens, Kevin Durant.
It wasn't just this Australian startup anymore, it was Justin Bieber's church.
Now that is the image that Rogan roasted Carl Lentz, addressing his D-word route right here, right? And how ridiculous he looked as a pastor, and how, Rogan called it early. And a lot of Christians were like, you don't understand. He's the cool pastor. And I'm going to talk about cool here in a second, all right? But that was the original picture. This is Lentz and Bieber.
They've had over 3 billion views on YouTube.
Hillsong changed.
3 billion views on YouTube. For context, my buddy, the professor, who's a legendary streetball player and won 5 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. He's been on my YouTube channel before. The Professor just cracked 1 billion views on YouTube. Apparently, they did 3 billion views on YouTube. That's a lot.
That many of us saw how church could be done.
They're huge now. They're huge.
You can make a real...
This definitely got some Twilight bombshell music going behind it. Yes.
Change if you come to Hillsong.
This is going to be a place where I could call my home. But that clearly wasn't the case, and it almost took my life.
You can run wow. For a long time, run
for a long time. When we talk about Carl and purity, how could you shame me when I was so young, but you did this?
I'm assuming she was in his youth group. This is...
It was the most toxic thing I ever had to deal with.
Hey, girl.
And that's the woman with the thing that he did with footage of him to her. No. No. Why, Carl?
Sooner or later, gotta put you down.
The beliefs that they put in you go deep. They really get in your head.
This is cool church.
This is cool church. I'm gonna talk about that in a second, all right?
There is a fine line between cult and culture.
That's a bar. It's a fine line between
that's something that I wanted to talk about too.
All right, cool.
You know, I talked about that with you on the phone earlier. But yeah, so I'm not gonna play the whole thing because I'm not sure how much we can play anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure just a couple minutes.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get copyright struck for that. But anyway, so yes, that basically is somewhat of a summary of what seems to be happening in a lot of churches. And I know this stuff has probably been going on for a while, like especially in the 80s. Like from what I've heard, like people have been like wilding like in the 80s because they were preaching fire and brimstone. You going to hell if you slip one time, you know, all of that stuff back then. So I know there's a lot of control involved. And by the way, I want to preface this by saying I ain't got all the answers. I'm not perfect. So I'm just making an observation and bringing
all the answers, Sway. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and we're just bringing the aware to what's going on out here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, I mean, that kind of scratched my curiosity or whatever, because I don't follow Hillsong and all that. If I hear a sermon or whatever that I like, then I gravitate towards it.
Yeah,
is the best way to put it for me.
Well, I feel like the thing when it comes to these churches, obviously, you know, and what I'm thinking about is like kind of like saying, I think Paul's talking that, you know, we are in the world, but we're not from this world.
Mm-hmm.
And how a lot of times, I guess we get really persuaded. I understand, and a lot of people actually bring this up, that, you know, times change and we have to change along with the times and stay current and all that, because, you know, there's a lot of people that bring, you know, well, Jesus, when he was here, he was, you know,
he ate with the tax collectors.
You know, he was he was with the sinners and whatnot. You know, he was, you know, like the cool, well, not cool, but, you know, he was just like, he was like that. He was rolling like that.
Yeah.
You know, he was famous and all this stuff, but I feel like really have to separate that from reality of like what he actually came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he was with sinners,
yeah,
he was never persuaded by sinners. He was the influence. He was the one changing ideologies. He was the one changing hearts. He was the one, like, you know, he says, like, you know, he was in a way a doctor. He came here for the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, and even himself, he said that, you know, I'm not here for the ones that are, you know, in a quote unquote healed, but I'm here for the ones that need me, for the ones who are sick. Who are they? You know, all these people, you know, like the prostitute, tax collectors, Pharisees,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And if we translate it to now, with like Pastor Lance and all that stuff, I get it, you know. Hey, you know, I'm reaching out this type of people, you know, celebrities.
Yeah.
And whatever. But at the same time, it's like, you got to be very, very. And the thing is that you're not Jesus.
No.
Your whole complete being with weaker emotions, with a weak mentality, even if you're in a high place of, you know, being a pastor of a mega church, you got a lot of responsibility. And not on that, on top of that, you got to be extra careful.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And the other thing too is like I think it just, and playing into you being human and stuff, I think the devil starts planting these little seeds and ideas in your head that you are bigger than you actually are, and then like the power and stuff just kind of, you know, pumps your head up, and you walk around with a big head and stuff, and you just ego tripping and power tripping and all of this stuff, and you just kind of think like you're untouchable to a degree.
Yeah.
Because for one, you got Jesus, then also you have influence over these people, and then it's like a lot. And you know, I mean, and nobody's like safe from that. Right. So,
and I think it's hard because even then, like even us, like I'm putting myself first, you know, I have a lot, I make mistakes on a daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. For sure.
And I'm in a place where like I'm not I'm not under like a microscope like these people.
Yeah.
You know, because whatever they do, whatever they're doing, dude, you got like people, paparazzis, you got whatever.
Exactly.
Like you're a huge influence where like basically your whole life is like under a scope where like you're like being watched, and every move that you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. So I guess we can really talk about like how and I feel like what's important, and I've seen this even now in like Hispanic churches or even in any church, and I feel like a lot of churches are trying to be in a way, honestly, okay, I'm going to say this, like churches are trying to be trendy in a way to bring people in.
Exactly.
But they leave their focus from actual what the word is. Like, for example, I'm not saying that the ministry that we're under, it's like the best and perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to see that they actually focus on the word, they focus on the spiritual gifts, they focus on the worship to a deeper level. And this ministry is huge. You're talking about like their main church, it's like it has over 20,000 members, or and not just that, but they have multiple churches across the whole Latin and North America, even all the way over the sea. So it's like a church like that that just focuses onto like the word is not really well known, even though they're huge. But why is it not known? Because
it's not trendy and stuff.
It's not trendy.
Yeah.
And because some of the beliefs and doctrine that they have is like, okay, that's not cool. Because exactly. I'm gonna say that this doctrine, they're the type of doctrine that like, you know, like women still use like the veil, right?
Okay. Well, so you know what? Never mind. I'm gonna be unbiased.
No, right. But the thing is, like, even that itself,
mm-hmm.
it has its own like, and the reason why that's being used is not like they use it every single time, because yes, you know, we go like into that verse that, you know, obviously the long hair was made mm-hmm. for the woman. So yeah, but the thing is, like, if you understand and go deeper into the word and actually understand the purpose of the veil and why it's used, now you're gonna like your perspective changes because it's something more deeper into that.
Yeah,
it's understandable because then that way you'd be like wearing the veil on a daily, but it's not like that. It just, you only use the veil on certain things.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You only use it for a certain thing. It's not like, but my point is this, like. A lot of people see that as outdated,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yet this church, and I'm not saying like, you know, they're the best, they don't have like any faults or anything, but like the power of how like God uses this church, and it's huge, like I say. But you know, compared to one like, let's say, obviously, like Hillsong or any other big church, you know, I guess we are very steering away from actual what the word is.
Yeah.
And going more towards the world.
That's the only problem. You could be trendy if it's like I always like to say, the Trojan horse approach. Like, for instance, like I kept saying that with music. It's like, yeah, okay, Christian rappers may rap on like similar beats to like the quote unquote world or whatever, or regular rap, but the content is very different.
Right.
Say you playing, I don't know, Trip Lee for a friend that has never heard Christian rap. They'll hear him start rapping and then it'll be like, oh, okay. So it's not corny and stuff. Cause that's the misconception about Christian rap, is that it's all corny and it's lame and stuff. And like all it is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Like it's preaching over a instrumental.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, at least like, I don't know, like some rappers are like that, but I've noticed that even with Christian hip hop, it's starting to take a trend like that where they kind of got lost in the sauce and they're starting to just do the music without the original intention. They're forgetting about it. You know, you hear about Christian rappers with blickies and all of this stuff, and like, and they literally just sound like the regular rappers or whatever. Like the content is starting to like shift focus.
Like Steve Furtick's son.
Yes. Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church. And this is the other church that I was referring to.
Yeah.
His son, which Ruslan also talked about. And I can't post anything about Elevation Church because Ruslan got like a cease and desist or something like that.
For
because
real?
He posted like two separate videos of Stephen Furtick's church, and I guess they really didn't like that. And so I guess Stephen Furtick, what had happened, Stephen Furtick had like basically like previewed some of his son's music at the service, but the specific part that they decided to preview, his son was like, I'm only 16, but thinking about getting the Bentley, stay with the Blicky. Walking the party, I'm sipping on Henny. Like, he's saying like all of this stuff, and it's just like, this directly contradicts.
And he played it at church?
He played it at church. I don't know if it was that specific part, but yeah. So,
dude, the dude's name, that video's out.
The kid's name is Duda Dash, and the song is called No Hook.
No Hook.
And so Ruslan was talking about that, and the point that Ruslan made was the fact that if he was just doing this off separately, whatever, that's cool. If his parents wasn't promoting his album and all of that stuff, that's one thing. But the fact that his parents are promoting it, and then not only that, but he's also on staff at their church too.
Wow.
And then the person that shot that the video for that specific song, I don't know if he did all the songs, but that specific song, he
works for the church.
He works for the church, but specifically the youth ministry.
Yeah.
So it's like you're seeing all the other youth are looking at him as an example, and it's just like, now we got more trash rappers. You know what I'm saying? Besides that, we have more kids who are being badly influenced. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah.
And so it's just like,
yeah. And yeah, when it comes to that, you know, you're talking about like Power Check or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's really hard and it's really tough because even now, like with the small influence I have, you know, like with church, you really got to be careful with everything you do.
Exactly.
You really have to be careful. And I feel like it comes to, you know, it just, for me, it's very insane to think that Carl Lentz was going to get away with it. Like it just, in my head, it just like,
it's that very, he could have?
It's very hard to believe that he thought that he could get away with it.
Oh,
meaning that like,
yeah,
bro, you have like, I don't know how many followers on social media. Let's say you're known, bro. Like at least you have 1 million people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, sooner or later, people are going to find out. So it's like, for me, it's like, why even get there? Like what led to you to actually get to that point? Like, I'm sure you had to think about it. Like, man, what about my wife? What about my church? What about, like, people, like, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though. Like Andy Mineo said in the MPJ freestyle, it's a lot of married men in the NBA got shorties in cities on NDAs.
Yikes.
So he probably thought, I'm going to get her to sign this contract or something like that. She ain't going to break it. Who wants to be sued or what? Like, I don't know. It could have been something like that. And that's how a lot of these dudes get away with dirt, you know, because of stuff like that. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah. This isn't the first case of, like, a pastor cheating or whatever. There was that other guy. I cannot remember his name. I always forget it. But he cheated on his wife, and then he gave her a Lamborghini. Like, he
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he admitted in front of the congregation. He was like, yeah, I cheated on my wife. And I, as a, I'm sorry to you. I'm going to give you this Lamborghini or whatever it was.
What
and
is that
it's just
Lamborghini
like,
going to do?
You know, there's that. Then you got... Joel Osteen, apparently $600,000 and went missing or whatever, or something like that. They called a plumber to come fix the toilet, and then
the money
was under the toilet. And like, it's just crazy stuff going on in these churches. And the only reason why we're finding out about it more and more is just because of the internet.
Yeah.
Like, people could have been getting away with dirt, like, back in the 90s and 80s and 70s.
Now.
Like, no,
and that's
not
the crazy
now.
Thing. Like there's more accountability in everything you do now.
Exactly,
because everybody can literally whip up your phone and be like, recording. I know who you are. Post it. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So, so when it comes to this, I mean, us for us as Christians, I feel like we really have to be grounded. No matter how high you are in the chain of command, you got to be on your toes with every single thing, because at the same time, I feel like as a leader, you have to really obviously watch your own self, your own heart, your own mind. But at the same time, being able to, like, keep in check every single person that it's under your command. Because I'll go ahead.
I was going to say, and the thing is, I want to extend grace to these people too, to a degree. But it's like.
But see, like, I don't even agree with that. Like, I mean, I get it. And I probably will be harsh, and I guess, you know.
You want to give people room to, like, you can't just hold people to what they did in the past for the rest of their lives.
Well,
but at the same
eventually.
Time, it's like, what do you, like, you got to.
And the fact is this, like, honestly, if I would really hate myself, because you're talking about being a public figure and
exactly.
and like a lot of, like, let's say thousands of people are, like, following you and believing in everything you say. And some of these people are hurt.
Exactly.
Some of these people are in situations where, like, you were their hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
coming to realize that, you know, you're just a fraud.
Yeah.
Like, imagine that. Like, I bet you that most of these people here are not going to go back to church unless someone, like, radically changes their whole perspective.
Yeah.
But most of these people, if they're already hurt and got hurt again, yeah, bro.
Yeah. And that's why I want to say, like, if there's anybody who is, like, a diehard fan of our podcast, don't put us on a pedestal. We're human. Yeah. Like, don't worship us. The Bible talks about making idols out of people and things and stuff. Don't idolize us. Don't do that, because we have crap too. Like, so don't ever, like put us higher than where God would put us. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, we're still human. You're still human. We're all humans just trying to maneuver through this life as best as we can.
Yeah. And we'll make mistakes. I mean, I feel like that's one thing that I've been learning. Like, you can't really put all your trust in someone.
Yeah, if you put your hope in people.
Or your hope. Yeah, I feel like it's more like the hope. Because trust, I mean, you have to kind of trust people.
To a degree, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, obviously you trust someone like 100 until they do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, you know, but I feel like having hope, because, you know, and I feel at the same time you have to be at a certain level of maturity too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your walk.
Yeah.
Because,
And God says this, like, don't put your eyes on man because man will fail you.
Exactly.
This is about, like, you. And I feel like even with this thing, what they're doing, I honestly, I feel like it's bad.
Yeah, no,
it's bad
for sure.
Because with them, it's like basically saying, like, you know, we put the trust in man and man, you know, did this to us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that. Like, for all those people that were really, like, touched by God and accepted Jesus as their own Lord and Savior, like, even though, like, because for me, let's say, obviously, I mean, I like Pastor Lance, but I'm not going to be like, you know what, just because he did what he did, I'm not going to go to church. You know, it's like.
Yeah, don't.
You know, it's like, that's not the point, because then you were basically in a church for the wrong reasons. You weren't really in church because of God.
Pastor Carl Lentz or any one of these preachers out here doing foul stuff just were the connecting piece for you and God. Mm. They were just the bridge. So don't let anything that these churches do take away your relationship from God. Like, don't let that happen. Don't let your church experience harden your heart, towards God, because you're going to miss out on what he has for you and the plans that he has for your life, you know. And that's what I would say. If you have a bad church experience, don't hold that against God. It's not God's fault. It's the people that he put in place, but they chose, because we all have free will, they chose to go another route. That's on them. You know?
And yeah, 3 moments of 3 seconds of pleasure, it takes,
exactly.
You know, I mean, this dude, I was looking, I think this happened back in 2020, bro. This is 2 years from now, like 2 years already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's like, wow.
And that, the documentary thing or whatever that I just played, that just came up this year. So it's just like he said, he thought he was going to ride off into the sunset, and then this surfaces.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like someone running from their past, literally, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
And, like, it's crazy because I'm looking at his last post.
Yeah.
He basically talks about that. Like, he's saying that our time in his life has come to an end. I mean, I don't know if I should read all this, but, I mean, it's kind of like, and the funny thing, I don't know how they did it. They did it in a way that you can't comment on it.
Oh, yeah, he cut the comments off. You can do that on posts. Like, Kanye does it.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, man.
Bro.
Like, this whole thing is just, it's messy, and you just gotta, be led by the Spirit, man.
Dude.
I'm learning that more and more each day, and I already knew that, but I definitely get a reminder every day. So,
dude, yeah, and that's the tough part. I mean, it just, you just gotta check yourself on a daily, man. Like, you know, I make mistakes every day, but it's like, man, you really gotta. I feel like you get to a point where you're tired of making mistakes. Where, like, you know what, this is it. Like, can't happen anymore. Like, this is it. Like, you know, preserving yourself for God and really doing godly things, because there's a time where, like, obviously we're created for greatness, and I feel like, you know, it's a constant, like, once you fight, like, once you're able to defeat your lack of or making mistakes often, I feel like now your other battle is just maintaining it. It's like you already won the fight, but now it's just like kind of like protecting, like, yourself, like, on a daily, like, hey, you know, like, I already beat this temptation, I already beat this addiction or whatever, and now it's just like watching out. Like, I'm here, like, when the scope, and like in the scope, you know, trying to, like,
and that's why the Bible talks about renewing your mind.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not a one and done situation. Being a Christian and walking with God is an ongoing process. You can't just be like, all right, I'm saved, so now I'm good. No, you gotta continuously
do the work.
And, like, I mean, you will have moments where you slip up and you mess up and stuff, but that's the beautiful thing about God. There's grace.
Yeah. And actually, I want to read that, because that's honestly one of my favorite verses, bro. Like, no lie.
And don't intentionally be like, you know what, I got some time after lunch, let me go screw up, and then I'll get right back with you, God.
Nah, that, you know, what I'm saying?
Like that. Don't do that.
Let's see what the amplified version. All right, yeah, let's do this. So it says, therefore I urge you. So he is urging. This is Paul speaking to Romans. He's urging brothers and sisters by the mercies of God to present our bodies, dedicating all of yourselves to be set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational or logical, intelligent act of worship. And I like this last, the second part. It says, and do not be conformed to this world. And then parentheses, it says, any longer with its superficial values and customs, that which is deep. That's basically like, you know, with the traditions, with whatever trendy or whatever.
Yeah.
But be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually,
right,
by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. That is so crazy. Mm-hmm. Ethical attitudes, man.
Yeah.
So that you may prove yourself what will of God is. I mean, what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. I think that sums it up right there.
That's deep, dude. For real. Dude, that is deep.
Yeah, that puts the nail in the coffin.
So you renew your mind. Otherwise, you're going to be another Carl Lentz.
God forbid. So
yeah. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. Yeah,
the choice is yours.
For sure. So.
But yeah, guys. Well, I mean, I hope this topic is, refreshing for you all.
Yeah.
For people watching about this, I mean, at the end of the day, obviously the world is always going to try to go against Christians, but at the end is really focusing on God and Jesus and believing that he's the only source of life, not man, because man will fail you.
Yeah.
So if you put focus on man, then you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
And you have to change that.
People will let you down every single time. We might even let you down.
Yeah.
Who knows? God forbid that we do, but we're not perfect.
That's right.
And neither are you. So that's keep that right in mind. Do less, God bless. Shout out to Trey Kennedy. So.
Yes, sir. Well, guys, thank you for checking in another episode. We appreciate your time and have yourself a great, safe. And
one more time, shout out to Ruslan KD. And yeah, man.
That's it. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great week.